I will be one with him in his suffering. What he suffered with, he suffered for me and took mine, didn't he? Didn't he do it? Now I'm going to be one with him in his suffering. People's, it's against the Lord. Persecute him. Well, I ain't going to deny him when somebody speak. And just because persecution come against me and I'm going to deny the Lord, I'm going to suffer like that. Talk about me, that's okay. But I know this, you can talk. But I know this, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. So I'm one with him. I'm going to join him. I'll be among the one that suffer persecution. But I won't, I'll never agree with suffering, sickness, and disease as it being right. Did you hear what I said? Suffering, sickness, and disease, I never agree to that being right, that you should suffer that. Because he took that. And when he came out of hell, he didn't bring that back with him. He left it there. Yours have been buried. Yours have been put away. Our suffering of that kind had been put away. But suffering because you stand up and say, I love Jesus. People will persecute you. And some church folks will do it. Hello? So I join him in that suffering. He knows what he said, be one with him. One with him in suffering. And I will be one with him in his death. He died to all of that. So I'm dead to it too. But yet there's some truth, there's some things he had apprehended of me, grasp I hadn't got of him. Glory to God. So, what am I going to do? Let's look at verse 11. Verse 11, that same chapter. Only then, see, when I enter into the suffering and into the death, see, I won't be pulled, the world won't be pulling me. And the world and Jesus won't have to be struggling with me. Jesus trying to get me in the world, I'm trying to satisfy Jesus, I'm trying to satisfy the world. Now I'm dead to it. And I don't mind when the suffering comes, I'm willing to suffer the persecution. Because when I come to that place, he said, only then. What? Only then will I be able to experience complete oneness with him. Only then will I be able to do what? Experience complete oneness with him in his resurrection from the realm of death. But if I'm trying to play both sides, I won't experience that true meaning of what it means to be resurrected from the dead. Revelation can't flow to me in that position. Because I have not gotten hungry enough. I want the world still in some area of my life. But only then when I do that. I didn't have verse 12 in there. Go ahead and do verse 12. Shoot it on. I admit that I haven't yet acquired what? The absolute fullness. That I'm pursuing. But I run with what? See that? I run with passion into what? In his abundance. So that I may do what? Reach the purpose that Jesus Christ has called me to fulfill and want me to discover. Wow. And want me to discover. So these spiritual truths, I want to learn them. But if I'm hung up on some man's doctrine, some religious idea, rituals of men's and all that kind of stuff, I can't know this. I can't fully grasp this because I'm allowing something else to have influence over me when I should give all mine to Jesus. He bought me. He owns me. He has a right to me. Now, why should I withhold from him? Ooh, Jesus. Listen to this one. This know that, this is Romans 6:6. Romans 6:6. Knowing this, I had it all backward. Knowing this, that our what? Old man is what? Crucified with him. What I used to be is crucified, done away with. He doesn't exist. Well, why did he keep popping up? Satan bring photo pictures to remind you what you used to be. And you know this, he been crucified. That's just a photo. That man doesn't live, exist anymore. I have been made a what? Brand new creature, new creation. That old man is what? Crucified with him, that the body of sin, that the practice of sin might be destroyed. I don't use my body to sin. Because I know the old man is gone. So I'm not going to use my body to sin anymore. That it might be destroyed. That henceforth, we should not do what? Be serve sin. The passion reads like this. Let's see. Could it be any clearer? Could it be any clearer that our former identity is now and forever deprived of its power? Could it be any clearer? For we was co-crucified with him to do what? To dismantle the stronghold of sin within us. See, he was dismantled, removed, discrucified, that old man. Therefore, if any man be where? In Christ. He's a new creature. Old things are passed away, gone. He's dismantled. He's not there. So the stronghold of sin within us, so that we would not continue to live one moment, what? Longing, submitting to the power of sin. When you see it, you resist it. And that's why he put 1 John 1:9 in there, because he knew we would miss it. And when we find out that we missed it, we repent. That means we ain't going to keep practicing that. You don't keep practicing that. You find out fussing at your wife and cussing her out is wrong, don't keep doing it. Stop it.